had one man tell me, I said, what would you call an a sexually overactive male, and this is a man, and he said, that's impossible. Okay. What would you call a sexually indiscreet male? I mean, he just jumps in bed with anybody. He doesn't care who knows about it. He doesn't care if everybody knows.
That he's over or under?
That he jumps in bed with anybody.
Oh, he crazy.
Okay, is there any word that you might have for
jumping in the bed with anybody.
Well, women, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But anybody, though.
Oh.
Any woman.
He's a jivester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now that's what you call a jivester right there.
Okay, what about a woman who's that way?
Oh, well, they got an ugly name for her.
Okay, what is that?
A whore.
Okay. What would you call a real ugly man or a boy?
Real ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, he's right.
Okay, what would you call a real ugly girl or woman?
She's right too.
Okay, what would you call a real good looking man or a boy?
A good looking woman, she's fine.
Uh-huh.
And a man, they would class him as being handsome, good looking.
Okay.
Glamour boy.
What would you call a person who reads all the time? I mean, they never do anything else. Just read all the time.
Bookworm.
Okay. And what would you call somebody who doesn't necessarily read all the time, but they're just real smart?
Genius.
Okay. And what would you call a kind of kid in school who's always trying to get the teacher's attention, always trying to get the teacher's praise, and... maybe they don't succeed all the time, but they're always trying.
Wants to be the teacher's pet.
Okay. Anything else you might call them?
No.
Alright. Sometimes it carries over into adult life, you know, and somebody at work always trying to get in good with the boss. And what would you call him?
Oh, he's a hard worker.
Okay. Or is there any kind of name that wouldn't be favorable that you might call him?
No, I can't think of one.
Okay. What grades are in grade school now? Do you know?
In grade school, you mean elementary to high school, or
just in elementary school?
Just the elementary school. Five grades now, first to the fifth.
Okay, and what grades are in junior high?
From the sixth through the eighth.
Okay, and in high school you got them.
From the ninth through the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was going to school, when I first come to San Antonio, we didn't go for the 11th grade.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
And then they added the 12th grade, I think 41, 42, somewhere along the line.
Yeah. Well, what do you call the place at school where they have physical education classes and stuff?
Gym.
Okay. What else goes on at the gym? I mean...
Basketball.
Yeah.
Dances. Plays.
What do they call the place at school where the toilets are?
Restroom.
Okay. I got a whole list of different nationalities and ethnic groups here.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell me if you have any other names for any of these, and if you do, you know, tell me if it's a polite name or if it's an insulting name or what, you know, about the name. I've got more nationalities here than probably is in Texas, much less in San Antonio.
Oh.
So, you know, if you don't have one, just tell me you don't have one.
Uh-huh.
Go on. What do you know any other names for Oriental people, like Chinese or Japanese?
You mean like an insulting name?
Yeah, or any other kind of name.
No,
Okay.
Chinese,
yeah.
Chinese, Japanese.
Yeah. Mm. Anybody else like that?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, what about Catholics, Roman Catholics?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, Protestants?
Uh-uh.